That's from the Medical Review Board of the State Commission of Correction. But the pathologist who did the autopsy still lists the cause of death as undetermined, pending further information. Cummings died in ECMC after being taken from the holding center. As several speakers say during the protest, Cummings was clearly in some sort of mental health crisis, making serious health problems worse. Cummings' family lawyer, Matt Albert, says they've turned down major financial offers to settle the case. Albert says he's looking for something else, as is the family.
True justice is only going to take place when those responsible, when those who watched her sit in her cell, sit in her own waste, sit in her own feces, and waste away and die in plain sight over the course of 17 days. True justice won't take place until those individuals are on the other side of those holding center bars.
After years of protesting Sheriff Howard and the way he has run the holding center, during which 24 people have died inside, the protesters are going after County Executive Poloncarz, whose administration is in charge of health and mental health care inside, and after DA John Flynn, who could convene a grand jury to look at what happened. If it came to that, he would probably ask a different DA to step in and handle the case because of conflicts of interest between his office and the Sheriff's Department. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.